Hello, Houston. Luke Brauner here. Welcome to the first of many bonus episodes that will release throughout the course of Season 3 of The H. This season, I've decided to begin separating out the various segments that typically end each episode, things like Bruised in Texas, The Dish, and Houston Homers, into bonus episodes that will release in the weeks between our main features. I'm doing that for a few reasons, but the main one is that it enables us to provide you with a ton more content. All of those segments will continue on, as well as a few new ones that I'm excited to introduce you to. We're also gearing up for the launch of the H blog and newsletter, which will serve as companions to the podcast, featuring tons of really great local contributors. I couldn't be more excited about it. So let's jump right in with our segment on the Houston beer scene. Hosted by my dear friend, local homebrewer and beer connoisseur Nick Willard, this is Bruised in Texas. Nick, welcome back.
Hello.
We are sitting in my kitchen right now enjoying the very lovely hipster sauce.
I knew you would love this one.
From 11 Below. You did. You told me for a while that I needed to try it, and you were right. It is right up my alley. But we're not going to talk about IPAs today. So we're coming up on a season where we get a lot of the best beers. So we get all of our October beers, our pumpkin beers.
Oh my gosh.
What are you looking forward to this year?
Goodness. I'm excited about all the Oktoberfest beers, obviously. St. Arnold's Oktoberfest is fantastic. St. Arnold's Pumpkinator.
So we agree that St. Arnold's does basically everything really well. They make my favorite Christmas beer. They do no wrong in my eyes, which makes me really happy as a huge fan of this city. I love that they do no wrong.
Yes.
But they do fall really well.
Yes, they
October do. October is like a sweet, sweet time to be a St. Arnold fan.
I add a little extra money in my budget each October, November, and December for St. Arnold's.
Yeah. So like in 2 weeks, they've got their Oktoberfest kickoff. October, I think it's 6th and 7th. It's a Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully we'll get to go to it and just enjoy the glories of St. Arnold Oktoberfest.
Have you been to their new beer garden?
I have. It's a beautiful space. The restaurant that they have is, I mean, the food is fantastic. And they always had pretty good food. I never struggled to eat at St. Arnold's, but like the food is really good. And it's St. Arnold. I mean, you just can't go wrong.
They don't do anything wrong.
It's true. Any other beers you're excited about? Houston October or pumpkin beers coming soon?
Yes. It'd be a good time to go to Holler and have their Marzen. That's the style of Oktoberfest beer. And they don't make a bad beer either.
Yeah, Holler has continued to impress me. And I don't know if I'm biased because they were the first ones we ever featured on this segment, but like truly, every beer I've ever had from there is fantastic, like next level good.
Yes, we need to have some conversations about the next few beers they need to come out. There's some in California that are fantastic that they need to start trying.
Okay, so this actually brings me sort of to the next question I had for you. And last question, we'll wrap this up. Who do you wish, of all the breweries in town, who would you most like to see a great fall beer come from?
That's a great question. Man, Buffalo Bayou usually does interesting things. It's always unexpected with them. I tried Valensen's in Pearland. Everything I had from them was really well done. Obviously, Holler, we just talked about, like, I'm a fanboy of theirs.
Yeah.
11 Below.
11 Below is what I was hoping you would say.
When they put one out, it's their cans are always tongue-in-cheek, but inside is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. Like, I wish 11 Below would specifically do a pumpkin beer. And it's not just because I'm a loyalist to 11 Below, but they're kind of the same for me as Holler. Their beers are different than Holler, yep. But like, they're consistently excellent. I love 11 Below.
Everything they do is easy drinking, which is, yes. In our interview, it was their vision. Yep.
Yeah, I totally didn't get it at the time either. He sort of described it as like, we want to be the beer that you take down the river. And I'm like, that sounds awful to me. But their beer is consistently great. And I would love to see what a pumpkin beer tastes like from 11 Below.
From those guys, I think it'd be fun.
So Jeff and crew, the request has come. 2019, give us a pumpkin beer.
I think it'd be fun to see what they come out with.
Yeah.
And if they did a Christmas beer, I think that would be fun as well.
Oh man, that hadn't even crossed my mind. That sounds amazing. We ended season two with an interview with Andy Benton of Stained Glass Brewing, and we had his Christmas beer, Adventus, in like May, but it was so good. I'm so excited for him, and we need to follow up with him soon to figure out kind of where he is in like his fundraising process, but we've just got some really great months of beer ahead. So Nick, so great to have you back for season three of The H. I'm excited that we're going to have a whole lot more of you this season than last. We're also going to get to hear from you on the blog. You guys can be sure to follow him on Instagram and Untappd at The Brewstonian. If you're not on Untappd, you should be. If you're a craft beer fan, it's really great, fun social media for beer drinkers. And be sure to reach out to The Brewstonian and let him know what fall beers in Houston you are most excited about. We'll be back soon with more from Brewston, Texas. As I mentioned before, we've got a few new segments coming this season that I'm really looking forward to. One of those that I'm particularly excited about is a collaboration with the ladies behind the fantastic Houston blog, It's Not Hugh, It's Me, Anastasia Hansen and Natalie Harms. They'll be popping in once a month to keep you informed about all the fun events coming up in this amazing city, in their segment called In the Loop.
Anastasia Hansen.
And I'm Natalie Harms.
And we're bloggers with It's Not Hugh, It's Me.
For this segment, we really just want to focus on what we're excited about each month, whether it's an event or art gallery or maybe a new restaurant or bar opening up. We'll talk about what we're pumped to do and other people can come do it with us.
So there are tons of fun things happening in October. One of the things that I'm most excited about is the Moon Garden exhibit, which is going to be opening up in Discovery Green for the first week of October. And essentially, this is going to be a massive set of glowing orbs that are going to tell the story of Houston. And it's going to be like a cool immersive experience. They always have something rotating through Discovery Green, and it's always very cool. This one is 11 shadow theaters, so these orbs are going to have things projecting in them, and it's going to tell the story of Houston and Discovery Green, and so it's meant to be pretty interactive. But I think the time to go would be at night when they're lit up.
On September 30th, they have a moon dance, so bring your sweetie to a romantic evening at the Moon Garden. And then they also have Twilight Tours October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then they're also doing a pajama party on the 5th. So before you go, look it up so you can be on theme.
Another event that is cool is the Boxcar Bourbon Tour. So this is something new. It's a pop-up, and it's happening downtown, and it's pretty secretive. I've been reading up on it, and they won't tell you the location. So I think once you get your ticket, they'll probably tell you like a couple days before where it's going to be. But it's going to be a tasting, you know, event where you'll have a bunch of different labels to try, like Jim Beam, Maker's Mark, Knob Creek, Basil Hayden's. Barbecue's going to be there. Other, like, craft cocktails, things like that. I feel like it's a perfect event for Houstonians because Lord knows everyone and their mother loves whiskey.
So you have to sign up ahead of time and, like, express your interest, and then you get an invite.
Like I said, it's very secretive.
So the October 4th through 7th weekend is Greek Fest. So it's one of our favorite things to do because it's just Greek music, Greek food, Greek wine, and all sorts of cultural performances and shopping. If you've never been, it's such a cultural institution.
Yeah, it takes place at AOS, which is an elementary school in Montrose. Yeah. And they block off a couple of streets, and they have all these different stands get popped up.
I have to go multiple times just because I can't eat all the food I want in one sitting. So yeah. I usually do like a day where I eat all the sweets and like the spanakopitas and the tirapitas. So, but it's $5 to get in, and then it's like $12 for a plate of food, which is also very worth it. And then you can
get a whole bottle of wine
for $20.
It's so great.
I'm excited. It's probably the best cultural kind of weekend. Houston does a lot of those, but it's probably the best following and location, you know, being right there in Montrose.
Another cool event that's happening in Houston is the I'll Have What She's Having Well Week. And so this is a whole week of pop-ups and initiatives led by different chefs and restaurants to raise awareness for mental health. So a bunch of different people from well-known places in Houston are partnering with different organizations to bring awareness and donate funds for, you know, help with mental illness. And so there's an event at Silver Street Studios, which is a super cool place. I love going there, called the Depressed Cake Shop. And so it's an artistic take on baking cakes. And they also have, like, mocktails. Another cool event that's going on is at the Dunleavy. And so this is a pop-up dinner that's pulling together a bunch of chefs behind well-known restaurants in Houston. So one of them is Jane Wild, who is the chef of the Dunleavy. And she was actually on the H a few seasons ago. There's Don Burrell from Culture, which is an awesome restaurant in downtown Houston. Jill Bartome from Aki. And then there's a bunch of other people as well from Anvil Bar and Refuge, and they're all collaborating together. And so this dinner actually benefits the Shades of Blue, which is a nonprofit dedicated to helping minority women who are suffering from postpartum depression or anxiety. So it's just a cool take on bringing mental health to the forefront. And all week long, over 50 local restaurants, bars, coffee shops are going to be featuring mocktails and depressed desserts to stimulate discussion about mental health and depression. And each of them, you know, is paired with a different organization. So the funds from those drinks and cakes will be donated there. So some of the other people on the list are Nobis, Poison Girl, Grand Pies, Cultivare. Ooh, I've been wanting to go to Cultivare. I'm pretty stoked about that. Great reason. All these people from Houston partnering together to highlight this. This week last year donated more than $200,000. So this year is probably going to be bigger and better.
Next up would be the Bayou City Arts Fest, which is the October 13th and 14th in downtown Houston. It's really fun. It's right there on Main Street. They take over and you can browse some art and get to meet the artist right there, and like basically you buy the art from the artist direct. It's pretty cool. There's also food trucks and definitely a family friendly event. There's usually like activities for the kids or the young at heart. Houstonia's Woman Up speaker series benefiting Girls Inc. It actually was supposed to be in September, and they pushed it back due to some weather warnings, and they didn't want to, you know, have their speakers, you know, in danger or their guests, so they moved it to October 26th through 27th.
I'm Friday obsessed and Saturday. With this lineup.
Yeah, the participants, Cam Franklin, the lead singer of The Sufferers.
Elaine Turner.
Yeah.
Davina, I've been to her yoga classes.
Where does she teach?
She teaches at Yoga Works.
Kalia Gilroy, Katie Maynard from Pink Petro. She founded a network for women in energy. There's literally something for everyone. There's a beer brewer, yoga instructor, fashion designer, and Cam Franklin, who is her own category of woman.
Okay, so another event that I'm super stoked about is the Moonlight Bicycle Ramble. This is happening Halloween weekend on October 27th. And it's put on by Critical Mass, which is this awesome group in Houston that just gets a bunch of bikers together to bike around the streets of Houston. And so this is their signature event where literally thousands of people on bikes come out, dress up in costumes, their bikes are decked out, they got music, they've got lights on their bikes. There's like two different routes, one's like a 10-mile, one's like 20-mile. But it starts at 11 p.m. at St. Arnold's, and then the bike actually starts at midnight. So you're just going to be cruising the town at midnight. And it's cool. I think it's evolved over the years, right? Like now they have like a police escort and it's pretty organized and you have to be safe and have headlights and things like that. But it's very much like this awesome grassroots movement. But so cool.
I think that's the only type of bike ride I would do, is just this fun like midnight ride. You drink some beer before you go hang out.
Yeah, so it's legit. You have to register ahead of time. It's like $20 if you're a member of Critical Mass or $40 for non-members. But I think it's so cool and would totally be worth it, and honestly plan on doing it.
Something that's going on all month, actually, every weekend, is Texas Renaissance Festival. This is something I go to every year. It's so much fun. So there's shopping, there's just tons of eating, tons of drinking. You can actually camp out on the grounds, and that's a whole experience. I've never done that, but the people who go to RenFest every weekend. They go every year, like they're diehard fans. They have costumes, they cosplay and everything. You have to wear a costume. Last year, I rented a costume. They have little kiosks outside that you can rent a costume. And all day, people were like, you look so pretty. You look so great. I'm like, I just got this off a rack like 20 minutes ago, but thanks. It's really fun. There's, you know, jousting. There's mud wrestling. There's just so...
It's a massive event,
too. It's huge, and you could go and spend a day there and probably only do a fraction of what's around there. So it kind of fulfills your, like, Harry Potter or Game of Thrones, like, fantasy to get to dress up and go back in time. We also have Tacolandia coming up on October 27th. It's put on by Houston Press, and it's probably my favorite Houston Press event that they do. It's at the Buffalo Bayou Waterworks. You have a beautiful view of downtown while you're eating all of the tacos you could possibly want. Basically, all of the best Tex-Mex Mexican restaurants in Houston will be there, and they'll have a specialty taco or two for you to choose from. There's also going to be concerts throughout the time. It's from 4 to 7 on October 27th. There's also frozen margaritas, some tequila, some micheladas. I went last year, and I tried my hardest to eat all of the tacos. But I had to make some cuts. I had to say, nope, I'm not going to do that taco because I got to save room for this taco.
So all of these events we're going to have in our October events post. And you can also find it on our blog. It's not Hugh, it's me. Hugh is in Houston. And it'll be all these events and some more ones that we want to highlight.
We constantly update the events post. So even if you can look at it at the beginning of the month, there'll probably be even more events by the middle of the month. So keep an eye on it for sure.
Yeah. And so you guys can follow Natalie and I on our Instagram. It's not Hugh, it's me. We also have Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube and all of those social medias. But what's really great is we have a newsletter that we send out every week on Wednesdays. And that's how most people see a lot of the great content that we're pushing out, in addition to our social media.
So we'll be back next month and we'll talk about November events. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Well, friends, that does it for this bonus episode, but I'll be back next Wednesday, October 3rd, with Season 3, Episode 1 of The H, featuring Houston fitness and nutrition guru Terry Williams. In the meantime, be sure to sign up for our newsletter at the link in the show notes for this episode. And if you love this show and want to help us grow, sign up for our Season 3 Street Team. You'll get a free shirt and invitations to monthly Street Team exclusive meetups around the city. Just shoot me an email at luke@theh.us to sign up. You can also partner with me as I work to build this network from the ground up and get lots of bonus content from all of my shows by clicking the Patreon link in the show notes for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, friends. We'll be back next week with Episode 1.